Here we are, it's Suzanne Hunter's World of Arts and Entertainment review for the show entitled The Embroidery Girl that played for one night on the 29th of March at GLive in Guildford, one of Surrey's most varied live music and theatre venues. Now the show is formed by the renowned Jiaosu Wuxi Dance Company, whose ethos is to bring all the talents of the world to the stage, and there's no doubt that they do just that in this sublime show. Now, the show is set in the Jing Dynasty. It tells the story of an embroidery master's life and loves, accomplishing a venerated embroidery Bible against the backdrop of a rigid male-dominated society. Now, it's a tragic story about a lady who is passionate about her embroidery, full of emotion and creativity, but it's also a romantic love story. It shows how embroidery and life are so intertwined. Indeed, embroidery is the perfect word and analogy for this piece. Happiness lies in the balance, like a thread, so delicate. The girl's work, she's pulled and pushed and manipulated, but pure, unforced love gives her that momentum to keep creating. For our leading lady, creativity, life force, passion, it all hangs in the balance like a thread. Now, we're welcomed to this world by young student Ming, played by Zhu Peng. He's reading an embroidery book, and he's remembering the past spring where he falls in love. Now, he gives a very strong performance throughout, great storytelling, strength, and expression in his solos, as well as in the duets, full of feeling with his leading lady. We then see the leading lady to be full of joy for her creation, creating a piece, a masterpiece for her wedding day. Yet, of course, the bitter reality sinks in and weighs heavy on her that she's soon to be the master's concubine. Now, the conflict is beautifully created in the choreography, as is the jealousy of Hugh's wife, expressed in fiery jumps and lifts and leans. All emotions are beautifully expressed by the dancers. Now, Jing Xiang plays the character the master who marries the concubine, the embroidery girl. And he gives a wonderfully multi-layered portrayal, mixing in the drama and the underlying threatening tyranny, and of course the feelings of love and hate. It's all shown in the duets, and when all three are dancing together, it gives a wonderful sense of this triangle of conflict and tragedy. It's like a loom, you know, in the embroidery sense. We feel that we're pushed and pulled by the male character in their lives. Now, we're privileged to see principal dancer Zhang Xiaoxu, who's a household name in China. Now, she's so very expressive, full of passion and emotion, yet she has a delicate beauty, and like the character, she also has a lot of inner strength and physical strength. All the characters do. The master has a lot of, like, sort of martial arts, Chinese dance moves, as well as classical ballet and contemporary, which, of course, this piece has a lot of. Now, Zhang is wonderful. Her leg extensions are exquisite, and her elevation was extraordinary. Now, like a great embroiderer, as a dancer, she really makes her mark, creating some intricate moves as well as weaving her magic, incorporating some wonderful shapes and patterns. It's a truly layered performance of lifts and leans. This is also true for the second principal female who plays the wife. She has wonderful lines, and both of the female leads gave extraordinary performances, as did the male leads. And the principal dancer, male. Of course, there's some super storytelling through their expression, and like master embroiderers, they prove to be masters of the movement, creating intricate, subtle moves and delicate, beautiful motifs and formations. Pain, conflict, true love over tyranny, bullying, we experience many themes in the playing out of this story, and they're all depicted very clearly in the choreography, and it really builds throughout. We see the strength and the spirit, as well as the lightness of pure love over the heaviness of enforced love, the enslaving of the embroidery girl. Now, we really do root for the happiness of the embroidery girl to find her true love, and we keep rooting her on to escape the imprisonment and have a happy ending. Delicate beauty, grace, strength, power, original moves, the choreography has it all. As I say, also great storytelling to make up a very dramatic storyline. Now, there's some beautifully balletic work, as well as original contemporary and traditional Chinese dance, all combined to make these truly marvellous movements, and they're executed to perfection by the lead and the ensemble. Now, much credit goes to the cast, of course, but also to renowned choreographer Xiao Ming, who film fans will know has worked on epic productions known in the West like Farewell, My Concubine and Dream of the Red Chamber, as well as an acrobatic Swan Lake. Now, he also directs this piece as chief director. Now, talking of film, the music was very much like a film score, as dramatic as any John Williams score or Hans Zimmer, but also very lifting and lilting and lyrical and romantic at times. We also have it very dark and foreboding, very racing along at times, creating that feeling of being trapped, and at other times mysterious. It really does match the mood of the moment, and of course the movement. It's quite haunting as well, with the female vocals putting me in mind of the score by composer Craig Armstrong for the film The Quiet American, starring Michael Caine. Other times it's quite exuberant and formal, like something like The King and I. Now, it's a very highly original score created for The Embroidery Girl by Zhou Hang. Now, of course, he's renowned for his work Starlight, played at the opening ceremony of the 2008 Beijing Olympics. So I can tell you, you are in for a treat from start to finish. It really adds to the atmosphere of this emotive show. Now, of course, the score is a heady mix of exotic music and hypnotic and a real spellbinding score. But another creative who is renowned in film and theatre circles is Li Ruojing, the costume designer, and he delivers some sumptuous, stunning costumes, clean and crisp and simple for our leading lovers, whilst there's also a wide spectrum of colour from the principals and ensemble, pea green at the Park River scenes, the faceless masses, and a kaleidoscope of rainbow colours to depict the threads floating and flowing in. It all adds to the grace of the dancers and their fluidity. It's wonderful choreography, as I say. Now, to give some embroidery analogies, the way the story interweaves helps to present us a true tapestry of delights. Beautiful backdrops, along with some striking stage art, and this is thanks to the multi-award-winning contemporary stage designer Zhong Zhaowen. It really creates a drama. Of course, anything from the scenic artwork for the park scenes and the gardens to the oppressive embroidery scenes as well. There's a lot of light and shade as well. The lighting is really wonderful and atmospheric. Of course, he's a real master, of course, the stage designer, at handling the grids and the geometric patterns to create dramatic scale and depth, and it really creates the mood. Now, for me, the Embroidery Girl's second attempt to recreate the destroyed masterpiece is simply breathtaking, with gorgeously graceful female ensembles representing the many multicoloured pieces of threads. Their movement, moving back and forth, offers her the momentum and the strength to get back to work until it proves all a bit too much. Now, the choreography is just spellbinding and very symbolic, the way the threads literally fall apart. So poignant and perfectly portrayed, the exhaustion and not being able to complete the work. But of course, it's all done beautifully, like a loom, and all the threads weaving in and out. It's very well done, very effective. And The Embroidery Girl is a spectacular tour de force. Stage, visual effects, making it a real must-see show, and of course some stunning dancing and choreography. Now, the show continues to tour in Portsmouth, Manchester and Coventry, to name but a few dates. So be sure to check out the website. It's www.embroiderygirl.co.uk. And to find out more about what's coming up at GLive and other music and theatre venues in Surrey, do be sure to check out Suzanne's World of Arts and Entertainment on Brooklyn's Radio, and look on the Suzanne Recommends page on our website.
Brooklyn's Radio. Loving arts and entertainment.
If you've enjoyed this podcast, why not keep up to date with the Sound of Surrey by listening live at brooklandsradio.co.uk or through our free mobile app.